WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not on the air last night. It has been preempted indefinitely, according to ABC. The move after comments Kimmel made regarding Charlie Kirk's death. Before the decision was announced, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension. The move condemned by entertainment unions. Disney is the parent company of ABC and ABC News. President Trump continuing his UK trip. There was a state dinner last night. Today he's sitting down with Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the recent tariffs and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The Israeli occupation of Gaza continuing, with doctors continuing to sound the alarm. Dr. Michael Falk has worked in war zones in Iraq and Ukraine, but says Gaza's the worst he's seen.
As soon as the winter starts to set in and the water starts running freely, you're going to see a lot more communicable diseases. Especially things like diarrhea, waterborne illnesses like diarrhea.
Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine advisory panel convening today. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The encampment at Dairy Drive is closing. The resource first opened in 2021 using money from pandemic-era federal grants with 29 tiny home shelters. It gave people experiencing homelessness a stable place to stay and privacy. It was supposed to be temporary, and the city has extended the contract twice since then. But now that federal grant money has run out. The Dairy Drive encampment was set to close September 30th. There was a last-ditch effort to keep it open until the spring, and that measure was considered at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. More than 70 people registered to speak in support of extending it, including some residents of Dairy Drive.
My name is Stacy. Dairy Drive has provided me with a stable place to live. Even though it's not a three-bedroom house, it's still my home, and it works for me. I'm able to have visitation with my son, where I can make him food, play basketball, and take him to the park. This place has shown my kid how to care for each other.
It was a long night. Alders didn't vote until after 1 in the morning, and the vote was tight. Ultimately, the measure failed by just one vote, and now Dairy Drive will be closing September 30th. And you can expect some major traffic in the Oregon and Brooklyn area tonight. About 13,000 people are expected to go see Luke Bryan at Klondike Farms in Brooklyn tonight. The show starts at 6 o'clock. The sheriff's office says if you're going, build in some extra time. If you're not going to the show but you need to be in that area, they say you'll probably want to find a detour. The sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies will be there directing traffic. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and some patchy fog will form. Light winds and will be near 60 at sunrise. Thursday skies will turn mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Could see a few showers around the area Thursday night. Lower 60s. It's 63 at our studios.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy, at least as long as they allow us to be on the air. We'll see.
Good morning. See.
Might be today, might be tomorrow. You never know. The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. coming in hot, huh? Good morning, John Peterson.
Hi everybody.
Hi. Good morning, Dominic Lee.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm not well. I'm not at all. I'm at wit's end. I'm frustrated. I'm done with this.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people might be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold back.
Okay. All right. Well, just hang on for a minute here.
I'll wait even longer than that.
Okay. Got cloudy skies out there this morning, 60 degrees, highs today in the 80s, low 80s, low to mid 80s. And coming up a little bit, in just a little while, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will join us at about 6:35. And then in our next hour, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, will join us around 7:35.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Are we going to carry live the sainthood
the ceremonies
for never mind.
Good King Donald.
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I'm just bottled everything up last night. Oh man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Really? Out of control?
Both Ann and I were just freaking out completely.
Well, sure.
I mean, we had just about had it.
Mm.
And I asked Dom this morning if he watched TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have an ulterior motive for doing that. I watched TV all my life. I saw life through TV.
Yeah.
Got the biggest news stories of history through TV. And I appreciate what it has done for my generation, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Sure.
And I'm looking at Gen Z here. I'm looking at my sons, two 20-somethings, and they don't watch TV. They don't give a damn about TV.
Yeah. Same with my daughter, who's 37 years old.
Yeah.
And my son as well, who's 41, 42.
And I've got my fingers crossed on this, that 41. There are so many Gen Zers out there who don't give a damn about television.
Yeah, they don't.
Give it up and just leave these people dry. They have their little streaming networks. That's fine. Let them do what they're going to do. But as far as all these network shows, forget it, man. You know, you can leave them in the dust. Get rid of them. I'm done with it. I'm all over TV at this point.
You are.
It's yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, 2/3 of people don't watch local television anymore.
Yeah.
They get their news, at least for news, they get their news off of the internet, you know,
yep.
off of streaming services, things like that. So that's just where we are now. But, you know, it used to be a habit to watch the evening news.
Sure.
ABC, CBS, NBC in the evening, you know, with Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
You know, Huntley Brinkley, the report, all of that. And then your local news. You know, either at 6 o'clock or watch the evening news at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
And they do great coverage of the local area.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the stripped-down staffs that they have now, most of these TV stations are chains, and they have taken a lot of people out. Remember, they almost got rid of all the weather people.
Almost, yeah.
And then they had to put them back because people need weather.
People watch the weather more than anything else.
They have to be warned if there's something wrong outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they made a big mistake there. But here's the thing, and this is where I'm going for the next 2 hours anyway, is drop the networks. You know, I have Hulu Plus, and I get all of the TV shows, all of the networks.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping Plus. I'm getting rid of it. I'm not going to watch TV. I'm not going to get the networks anymore. NBC, ABC, CBS.
Really?
I'm dumping them all. They're gone. They have sold out. They have sold us all out. These are oligarch billionaires who own all of this stuff. Now they own TikTok on top of that. Now they're making a purchase of Warner Brothers. So they'll own CNN, and then they'll get rid of whatever CNN is doing. Maybe they'll just put it out of business. Ah, there's, you know, Fox News, you got that.
Yeah.
I'm done with the networks, and I'm asking everybody out there to dump the networks. Get rid of them. Now, you can get over-the-air local television.
Right.
On antennas, and I understand they're very, very effective, very, very good. Now, you have to find a way to connect that in to your TV.
It's easy. I've got one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Goes right into your coax.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. It's just like cable, actually.
Okay.
The antennas.
An HDMI straight in?
Yeah, you can do that as well.
As well, okay.
Either way, but yes.
So
it works well.
So do that and get rid of the networks. Do not subscribe to these people. Okay. They have sold you and they've sold me out. I am done with them. And, you know, the thing is, they've left us high and dry, you know? They don't care about us. They're censoring everything now. This government has taken over the FCC. Now, I didn't think that Brendan Carr would be this dangerous as chair of the FCC, but he is this dangerous. The FCC usually just sits back and lets things happen and, you know, gives their advice from time to time. He is proactive. This guy is going after everybody and threatening them with court or with being completely taken off the air. So,
yeah.
You would never have expected the FCC chair to do something like this, but he is on board with the Trump administration.
Well, we're going to talk about all that and what Jimmy Kimmel said that got him fired, apparently.
We're going to
get into the weeds on all of that.
Yeah, we're going to do that a little after 7 o'clock because it's 6:35. We've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils in here.
Let's check WMDXradio.com. The poll numbers are in, John, for today, for this morning anyway.
All right.
This will be on one more day, actually. What part of the Beltline has the worst traffic when it gets really busy? What do you think? Do you think Gammon, Mineral Point, Old Sauk Road, that area, or Midvale, Verona Road, Todd Drive, and Fish Hatch? How about that area?
That's the big one.
That is the big one. That's at 56%. Yeah. That's the one that really gets clogged up when it gets busy. The other ones, John Nolan Drive to the interstate, just 12%. Same thing for the entire Beltline. Sucks when it's busy, duh.
Yeah.
12%.
Yeah.
You can get in on that as well. Hey, we want to remind you the Alzheimer's Walk is coming up, by the way. Let me just go to my information. Here it is. And this is happening on October. Well, where is the date?
You know, one of the things you got to keep in mind, too, that, you know, they're trying to make Stoughton Road into a slow lane, a neighborhood road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the only major arterials without going on the expressway to make it from one side of town to the next. And they want to make it into a boulevard, which it may not be a bad idea. You can even have higher speed limits with that. But they might want to, you know, slow it down dramatically so people can cross the street. Well, a lot of people cross the Stoughton Road. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah. Well,
not really.
They're going to have to work on that. Back to the Alzheimer's Walk here. It's Sunday, October 5th.
Okay.
And that is happening, and we'd like to have you involved. You can either walk with us, join our team, or donate to the team. And you can do that by going to our website, WMDXradio.com. Just click on the banner in the fight against Alzheimer's.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go up to, not go up. Let's go to, I'm looking up at the screen.
Right.
Let's go to Matt from Middleton. Matt, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a tough time in America.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of big reason that we got to this fascism we're suffering through is one of the big parts that leads to that is the consolidation of companies, media, all these things that have been consolidated, and both parties have caused this. You know, Bill Clinton, I think, did something in the 90s that affected the FCC or whatever and the broadcasting. And now we have such consolidation in so many areas of the economy, and it affects housing with the private equity firms. So without Trump, maybe it would have taken longer, but we probably still would have been in some kind of fascistic light kind of system eventually. But I don't know how we get out of it other than a mass boycott of some kind, but I fear that there's so many young people that have been brainwashed by the far-right propaganda, and their isolation, their loneliness, their insecurity has fed that in them.
Yeah.
So I fear that we don't have the young people we did back when we fought for civil rights in the 60s. It's not the same people.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So I think it's going to take longer to steer the ship back, and there's going to be a lot of pain and hurt in the process. And we just saw the other day that homeless people are getting shot at now because of what Brian Kilmeade said on the air about euthanizing homeless people.
That's right. And he's still on
the air.
And
I called into Todd Alba's show yesterday just asking, like, so many people, a lot of conservatives, traditional conservatives, they cannot see Trump for what he is. They cannot recognize that he is the viper that he said he was when he read that poem at the MAGA rally.
The snake,
The snake and the rabbit, right? Or whatever it was. It's going to be a while, but I'm afraid that we have to have a lot of pain and hurt before people wake up to this.
Well, let's hope that if the Democrats take over Congress in the midterms, they can stop all of this from happening. All of it.
I don't think we're going to make it that far.
I know. It's hard to believe that the total media collapse has taken place as we're watching this all happen in like 3 or 4 months. It's done. And they're declaring sainthood for Charlie Kirk now. This is just an amazing thing.
The only way I have to get news is YouTube. Like, what if they go after Google? Then we have nothing.
Mm. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't trust Google. I don't trust Facebook. I don't trust any of them anymore. They're all billionaires, and they're all on the Trump train.
Mm. Matt, thank you for your call.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for helping us work through this.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Coming up, we will get into Would You Rather. What would you rather do? What would you rather do?
Mark says they're putting up a statue of Charlie Kirk in either Texas or Florida. He's not sure.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to more of that and your calls and your texts.
Unbelievable.
It's all happening here. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, coming right back.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Verlo Mattress brings you this portion of John and Gordy. Celebrate Labor Day with unbeatable savings. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase. Upgrade your sleep experience. The Labor Day sale continues through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin, overlooking State Street, a block away from the Capitol. John and Gordy in the morning, Dahmer engineer, and feel free to check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and then text us or voice note us as well, or just give us a call. We'd like to hear from you.
Number 608-879-8255. Warm temperatures today, low to mid 80s, right now 60 degrees. Madison Night Market takes place tonight. Right across the street, our WMDX booth will be set up there, and that happens from 5 to 9 tonight. And the theme this evening is Hispanic Heritage Month, so stop on by and say hello. And should be a good turnout tonight. Should be nice weather.
Yeah.
Should we get to Would You Rather? Let's lighten the load here just for a moment. Just a, what?
Well, you know, everybody's disappointed now that South Park has to put their show off for a week.
Well, they said it was on them. Though,
yeah, it was
right?
on them. Yeah, they do everything. No, they just do everything up to the last minute to make them very relevant. And this is one of those times where they just didn't finish it.
Okay.
So I believe them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Let's do Would You Rather.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, let's do it. Let's do that then.
This is Would You Rather.
Glad that has a long intro. It builds the tension, you know?
All right. First question. Would you rather get a free travel ticket for anywhere in the world, or summon an Amazon item with just the wave of your hand once a day? It could be any Amazon, maybe not any Amazon item, not like a house.
Yeah.
Maybe like just something, you know, something that
you
need.
Just a wave of your hand.
Just a wave of your hand. Yeah. Or a free travel ticket from anywhere in the world.
Well, does that, okay. If you do the Amazon thing, that's just a one-time only? Or
one time, well, it's every day, but you can
every day.
It's only one item a day. So you can't just keep waving your hand and stuff flies out of your, yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
John, what do you think?
I don't know. waving the hand.
I think I would do the same. I think I would do Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go with anywhere in the world. Eh?
Really?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Amazon items, so I think that's what I would do. I think I bought like four things yesterday, so I got to chill out. Yeah.
I know.
It's easy to do.
It is, yes. I bought a toothpick. All right.
Wait, what?
It's a water pick. It's not an actual.
Those are great.
Those things are amazing.
It's very good to have.
I just broke mine recently.
Okay.
All right. Second question. Would you rather have $750,000 right now or have 1 year to hit a hole in one in golf for $90 million? You get a whole year to do
million.
It.
$90 million?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. The first one. I hate golf so much.
Yeah, give me the cash now.
You hate golf, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either. Yeah, I don't like it. I think I would do $750 right now.
Now, let me ask you, what happened to the other water pick that you had?
Yeah, how do you break that?
It just stopped working. I kept charging and charging and charging, and I've had it for years and years.
Oh, you have a handheld one?
It's a handheld one, yes. Okay. Yep.
Well, some are little tubs. You have a handheld, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that one. I mean, it's really good for me though. I don't. It's the only way I floss.
I just bought one of those handhelds. I think it's My Smile. I think that's the one I purchased. But they're a little messy, I think.
Okay. You know,
but the tub type is kind of a nice one. And if you get the water pick, you can replace the tub when that goes. You can replace the whole. The hose part, you can replace that, but the machine just keeps going. So it's something that maybe you should think about. I know it costs a little bit more than some of the other brands out there, which I haven't tried, but because you can replace so many parts through Waterpik,
rather than buying a whole new one like I did.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to do that. But yours is handheld, so and they're very inexpensive. The handhelds, what, $18, $20?
They're about $25.
Hey, we got a text in here from Doug. We haven't heard from Doug in a while.
Just ask John. I'm sorry about that. Doug. Hey,
Doug from St. Francis. Yeah. He says Marjorie Taylor Greene wants a national divorce. You know, she has been talking about that, about just splitting up the United States.
Yes.
Who would get custody of John and Gordy? I don't know. I know who I want to have custody with. Go with the blue, but, you know, that's maybe just me.
Well, they'll ship us off
maybe
to,
it'd be more fun.
Who knows, you know, some location somewhere. They're not going to tell anybody. People disappear in this country now, and that's just fine. You know, isn't it amazing that we're not talking about that anymore, right?
I know.
I mean, we lose all our freedoms, like in 3 days, and we've forgotten about immigration and everybody disappearing, including
the Epstein files,
American citizens.
Yeah, all that. Well, Donald Trump is over in England, you know.
Yeah.
Jolly old England. And
rubbing shoulders with the...
The king.
King.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're kissing up to him, you know, because they want a better tax deal, a tariff deal. So they had that big to-do at Windsor Castle this time around. Yeah, it's a big state dinner thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All dressed up. His tuxedo fits a little better than it did a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
Not much, but...
Well, it's, you know, he could be in bad health and he's losing weight.
And Melania was wearing like a UFO on her head. It was like one of those hats that she has.
She's brutal.
She's crazy.
She is really brutal.
It's a crazy world we lived in.
It is. Yeah.
Crazy mixed up world. Okay.
It's a crazy dangerous world now. We don't even have a United States anymore.
Well, hang on. It ain't over yet. 29 past the hour. We're just getting going on this Thursday morning. And after we hear
we have Ken Flecker coming
up
from Busted Pencils. Mm-hmm. And later on, it'll be Jim Santel.
Stay with us.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
We don't talk about them a lot in Wisconsin, but if you've got sheep, a couple health-related issues you might want to watch out for. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll find out what those health issues are with Todd Taylor from the Arlington Sheep Flock. That's up next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Todd Taylor is the shepherd at the Arlington Ag Research Facility. He said this year there's a couple different things they're watching as far as their animals' health. One is rising cases in what they call Cache Valley virus. It's something spread by mosquitoes, and there's no vaccine for it. The other is something called Hummocus stomach worm.
We'll want to consider if there's any abortive agents that they need to vaccinate for that time of year. But truly, most of your vaccination program is going to start either later in the fall as you're nearing lambing season in December through March. The biggest one, of course, is Clostridiums or Clostridium type CD and tetanus are the three that the sheep producers probably worry about the most. This time of year, either you're in breeding season or you're getting near to breeding season, you're going to think about internal parasites. I know stomach worms, Hummocus has been a big issue in the Midwest this year with the rainy season.
Todd Taylor, shepherd at the Arlington Ag Research Facility, just reminding anybody that owns sheep, keep an eye out for things like Cache Valley virus or the Hummocus stomach worm. Consult with your veterinarian if you've got some issues. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning. Yeah, they've got issues. I've got numbers next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday went up 2¾ cents to 164. 40-pound block cheese was up 5¾ cents, 168.5. Well, AA butter gained 4 cents, 181 a pound this morning. October's Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 20 cents, 17.56. December corn's down a penny, 4.26. November soybeans down 4, 10.40. July new crop wheat up a penny at 5.67. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and some patchy fog will form. Light winds and will be near 60 at sunrise. Thursday skies will turn mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Could see a few showers around the area Thursday night. Lower 60s. It's 63 at our studios.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's that. Why? All right. Being crushed by the age of stupid. John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7 on those old radio dials. You can also listen to us on your phone or on the internet somehow. Go to the Civic Media app, pick our station, WMDX, and then listen to us or text us or voice note us and give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Weather for today, no problems. Warm temperatures again, low to mid-80s this afternoon. Right now, 60 degrees and partly cloudy skies.
I'll be sealing up the deck today.
Are you going to seal it finally?
Do it because it needs the sunlight at least one day to seal up the sealer.
Yeah.
So I have to do it early this morning. That's one of the first things I'm going to do today.
Did you take care of the stairs?
Yeah. I did, yes, yes. Yeah. We power washed them and they're dried out. Okay. Now I just have to apply the sealer and we'll see what happens from
thank
there.
Thank goodness. Okay. Yes. You keep us posted.
All right, I'll keep you updated on that. Just ask John again. Thank you.
Okay. Let's welcome in Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, the education podcast that you can hear on Civic Media Radio Network, and just go to the civicmedia.us and find it there.
We're all kind of reeling from this very fast transition into fascism, and you had a program on fascism over the weekend. And just tell us about that. This is a fascinating coincidence anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, we interviewed the president of AFT, one of the largest, you know, teachers and healthcare unions in the country, Randy Weingarten, the president of that. And she had just released a book that's coming out, and you know, she's going on a book tour.
Yes.
And the title of her book was Why Fascists Fear Teachers.
There you go.
You know, and despite the provocative title, when you get into the book, it's more a reminder of why we teach and what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to create welcoming spaces for people with differences. We're supposed to engage in uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to, you know, provide for the ability for everybody to have an opportunity to thrive. And then situates that as to saying, now who would be against that?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Historically, and she points this out, and particularly, you know, the rise of Germany in the 30s and 40s and the takeover, particularly in Norway, that, you know, that brand of totalitarianism that historians have labeled fascism was, well, guess who they targeted in Norway? Teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they targeted teachers. And her premise in the book is that because of those things that I laid out is that they were promoting the acceptance of people with differences. They were welcoming critical thought into the classroom. They were creating opportunities for all. And that didn't sit right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so the teachers were attempted to be suppressed. And the teachers, though, kind of revolted. And again, how? Just with a simple paperclip on their, you know, lapels or everything to show their solidarity against this imposition of teaching.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what the, you know, and so, yeah, it's interesting as the, you know, the horrible events that have happened since then is to now look at the title of the book and potentially wonder if, you know, she herself may be in some form of targeting just for the fact that the releasing the book. But, you know, again, it's really a just a nice historical look at teachers, and then a sense of, you know, kind of grounding about saying, you know, isn't this what we want our teachers to do?
Yeah. And,
simple. You know, and so I don't think there's anything provocative about imagining that teachers create spaces that are welcoming for all, because we live in communities where there are people who have all kinds of differences. And in a school classroom, in a school building, which we want to and attempt to create spaces that say for that moment, your differences are welcome here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I brought back our protests here in Wisconsin with Act 10, how many children showed up with the teachers and supported the teachers during those protests, and the children back then who wore the paperclips to support their teachers too. So
Yeah. You know, but it, as you point out, though, it's, you know, how it's truly within, you know, that show actually was released Saturday. We had recorded that show before, you know, the horrendous assassination of Charlie Kirk, and all of now then, you know, the what's happening because of that. And so, you know, it's even me, I kind of look at that show differently because, I have a sense that it's may sound to somebody something like, I don't know, it's, you know, but it's a talk, and again, it's Randy's, you know, it's a book. It's a book tour, and she's out on a book tour. Yeah. So,
the fun thing is that Randy Weingarten is very, very energized when she's talking about this on your program, at least on Saturday. People can still check that out, of course, on a podcast. But it is very interesting stuff, and your reactions and Johnny's reaction as well was very informative. I enjoyed that program an awful lot. So. Definitely people should check that one out.
And again, you know, you said nothing, just really you're talking about good teaching and learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's really what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about good teaching and learning, and, you know, and that's really what we've been all about with Busted Pencils, is really, you know, talking about what it is that, energizes, empowers, learning, because, you know, a society benefits when people have the opportunity to learn deeply about all kinds of things. You know, and so, you know, I'd encourage people, though, too, for this Saturday show, because we're interviewing a what we would typically call a principal, but head of schools from the Alpha High School in Austin, Texas, and that's the 2-hour learning, the AI school, where they spend, well, in the high school, he let us know, Chris Lockie's the head, they spend 3 hours of AI individualized instruction, and then the rest of the day engaged in working with, and they don't call them teachers, they're guides, on enrichment activities, engagement activities, digging deep into creating businesses. And, you know, we wanted to put that show on so that people could could look at and say, wow, that's powerful stuff. You know, AI, it's like, okay, some people are debating, should we or shouldn't we? And here you have a school, the Alpha School. And again, we're talking, you know, Mackenzie Price, the founder of this idea of what 2-hour learning in the Alpha School is she, you know, she addresses a problem that everybody knows in education, which is, sadly, for every year you spend in a classroom after second grade, your engagement with school declines. because school has become largely, you know, for the past 120 years, it hasn't really changed a lot. You sit and you hear, and then you are asked to spit back.
Yeah.
And guess what? That ain't real attractive to humans. You know, and we said you enter school in kindergarten bursting with, oh my God, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
First grade, you keep going. Second, and then all of a sudden by third grade, kids start to go, what's going on here?
Well, it's so methodical, right? I mean, you have to start from the beginning and move through.
Wait a minute.
To the end.
I woke up in the morning with all kinds of questions, and I came into this place, and you told me to sit down, shut up, and stop thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they move in a direction at the Alpha School that says, you know what? Yeah, there is knowledge. And we need to learn to read, we need to learn to do math, and we need to learn to do all these other things. But if we really want to get to the depth of, and I'd even say what Randy was talking about in her book, which is engaged, deep, critical learning, then we have to have that space there and, you know, and a freedom.
Yeah.
A freedom to explore and engage the questions that we have. And so I think it's a nice positioning to, you know, to go from the interview with Randy about her book about, you know, what it is that we as teachers do, and then to listen Saturday to, you know, a movement. Maybe people are calling what they're doing with the Alpha Schools, but really taking seriously that sense of saying, in these spaces, we're going to do everything we can to engage students, to engage our teachers and our guides in this community effort, this whole thing about deeply learning and continuing to be engaged and motivated and you know, tap into that, what it is about most humans, which is curiosity.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and, you know, you kind of brought up the idea of maybe group learning. That's what they do in the schools now to get everybody involved. So you're not waiting for a teacher to ask the question and then pick a student out in the classroom. Everybody gets to answer the question all at once in these groups. And I think that's probably the idea behind group learning in the schools currently. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, part of that is, and some of the idea of group learning too is that, yeah, with you know, within a group there are differences. Differences.
Mm-hmm.
And those learning, you know, could be something as simple as, well, this person doesn't know as much and this one does, and so they learn off of each other.
Yeah.
You know. But again, you know, what is the purpose? And I think this is what we're kind of getting at. What is the purpose of education? It's to gain knowledge. Mm-hmm. But it's also to engage the world.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment here on WMDX.
There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm.
In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
This is where it's at. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
That's it. 6:53. We're seeing some sunshine breaking through the clouds. We'll see a mix of both sun and clouds today. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Tim, today is the day that Dr. Jill Underle, the Wisconsin State Superintendent, will give an address on Wisconsin public education. Mm-hmm. Students and educators and more, and that's happening today. The state of education, that's kind of what your program's all about every week. Busted Pencils.
Yeah, wow.
And well, you know, the thing is, Tim, they don't fund education here in the state anymore. I think the last budget didn't have any money at all for public schools.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, starving pushes you into a survival mode, and in that survival mode sometimes you can accomplish great things.
So
maybe, you know, that's the lever they're trying here, is to go, you know what, we're going to motivate people by making them not have what they need, which will make them dig deeper than ever. I'm just
nice try.
No, work with me here. Come on.
Nice, really... nice try, Tim. It didn't work though. I'm not falling for it.
Okay.
All right. We'll just talk about some of the cuts. The Department of Education, which doesn't exist, but still we're referring to it, is cutting funding for all educational programs. In some cases, the funding is only like 20% of the actual funding that they're cutting. But that 20% is probably the major funders or the major colleges that need the funding. See, they try to soften the blow by saying, well, 80% is still going out there and funding all these programs, but maybe the big ones, the big programs, are the 20% penalizing a lot of the colleges out there from getting the research grants that they need. So a lot of these things are happening. And so now everybody's in, again, survival mode, trying to figure out what they're going to do next in all of this.
Well, yeah, you know, that way the real priorities will come to the surface.
Yes.
And we won't have any waste and excess. you know,
I know. We got to, we have to portray a more positive of image of the country in math, in English, in science, yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, you know, maybe we can defund the releasing of negative math and reading scores.
There you go.
Which would then make the math and reading score crisis go away.
Yeah. That seems to be the theory with a lot of things.
You know,
yeah.
But no, I mean, you're talking about there are some significant cuts that are going through. I think, you know, one I'm looking at this morning is, and this goes back to K-12 and colleges, is that money that was allocated for grants to enhance civics education, mm-hmm. yeah. Has been, you know, radically cut.
Which is crazy, isn't it? Because the Republicans were hot on this for about 10 or 15 years, requiring it for graduation in these high yeah. schools. Now they've cut it.
This has become the idea that civics is partisan,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is like how did that happen? And well, it's happened.
Yes,
and,
it has.
Yeah, you know, because while this cutting to those programs is happening, you know, just, well, 10 hours ago on NPR, U.S. Education Department unites conservative groups to create, quote, patriotic civics content.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Okay.
You know.
There's a difference? I don't know.
Well, but that's it. You know, and so it's civics, and so it's patriotic civics. I guess going back to Randy Weingarten, is there fascist civics? Mm-hmm. Is there communist civics? You know, or were we talking about, you know, core democratic values?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Because if we're now putting, you know, some form of patriotism as quote civics, right?
Yeah,
and Johnny always points this out on the show. Yes, patriotism is a core value of democracy, but within that, though, too, is a respect for diversity,
mm-hmm.
Doing what is good for the commons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you put all that together, yes. right? And so, labeling civics as patriotic, it pushes it into, and now I'm gonna call this and say, well, that is intentionally moving it away from what we would say wanting to install core democratic values because it is lifting up one sense of what civics means here. And so labeling it patriotic civics, well, then everything I guess you could say is that then we could label it and then we lift it up and now we own it. And I think that's a violation of, again, trying to say we want to invite people with differences to talk about things that are crucial.
That's right.
That's it.
And at the same time, they say they want differences.
Tim, we got to leave it there. That's Dr. Tim Slecker. Check out the podcast, Busted Pencils. Go to civicmedia.us.
I refuse to go sad and negative with you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you have done that.
We
Tim.
Appreciate that, Tim. Very good. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Yep.
We will be back with more of John and Gordy for this Thursday morning after a timeout here for news and weather and updates.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Just stuff.
Big stories coming up next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CDC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. And this is ABC News.